the people who make it say that you can't cook it just any time. It has to be the right time of the moon. this is the old fox eye business, isn't it? Has to be the right time of the moon. If it isn't, it'll foam and run over the pot.
Right,
and
won't
hard.
They probably won't cook it. Do it unless it's that certain time.
They won't. Now she would.
You had to get her at the right time.
I had to take her those materials at the right time of the moon.
That's really something.
I imagine that's in the Fox 5 book, but I don't recall it.
That would really be interesting if they didn't have it, because people really believe.
Like planting the garden by the phases of the moon.
And isn't there something about Good Friday, or there's a day. I remember we were down at the nursery in Swainsboro one day, and this lady came in from Wally, and Mom was asking her, well, what day am I supposed to do this, you know? And I couldn't believe her. She was really, and she was so serious about it. And you really have to, you know, people really that really believe that, and to respect, because they're so serious about it, and they, and you know what? Sometimes they are the best flowers and the best gardens. Maybe you have to know maybe a little something to it.
Yes, my mother always planted vegetable garden, almost all of it on Good Friday.
I knew something about Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Planting all. I think some of that has to do with the idea that the last frost should have already.
Oh. That's right.
Happened by that.
I think that's what started it. It's not
it's
much
a good
danger
sign
of frost killing it after Good Friday.
As a child, do you remember anybody? Well, a few people have them now, I guess. Having a watch pocket.
Oh yes.
How was that? The watch attached. And
by a chain.
Onto the little loops of the belt.
Yes.
I can remember a few men, I guess.
Oh, right. And then they used to have a vest pocket. Do you recall any old wouldn't say portraits, because that's a picture that's done by hand, but just a picture, photograph of any of your ancestors with a vest on.
Uh-huh.
And the watch chain draped across this portly middle.
Where was the watch actually kept with that vest thing?
Well, if they wore a vest, it was kept in the
that
vest pocket.
Right, mm-hmm.
The pocket in the vest.
Mm-hmm.
And the chain was attached up on the other side. And then they used to have what they called, that was attached to a watch that they wore in their trousers pocket, and a tab hung out.
Mm-hmm.
It was called a watch fob. F-O-B.
Most gentlemen had them.
Yeah.
Nobody had a wristwatch, either.
Oh, no, that's recent.
Would the ladies have a watch?
Yes, and they pinned down, you know, with a little fluidly pin.
I guess they would only use it when they dressed up. Would they wear it around the house?
No, they didn't wear it around the house.
I guess time.
And then they wore one little chain around the neck, too, though I never had one.
Now that's come back in a while.
Yes.
Very recently.
Yeah.
I've seen a few rings lately.
Yeah.
They don't really bother me, but I guess they've tried everything.